show, and it's going to be basically a wrap-up of the Shanley Hotel. So, you know, we went on, we talked to them, we got a little bit of the history, a little bit of what was going on there. We did our own little live box session, and my sister did her thing in the bordello. Got pretty good stuff with the Steve's box, number something, 500 or whatever. whatever that box was that I loaned her. So it's good. Let's wrap up. Yeah, let's wrap up. We got an hour and a half show in here. It'll be good. Throw it on their site, and then people can get a little insight on what they were doing tonight. And then tomorrow night, Above the Realm radio show, which is going to
be... got a question about the Ouija board before you hang up. Ask away.
What's the question?
I don't know. I'm waiting for him to type.
I don't know much about the Ouija board.
I can try, but I don't know much. We had the Ouija board expert on. No, Mike's not there.
No.
Where is Mike? I haven't seen him lately.
No, these people just disappear.
I have a tendency to do that too, so.
Yeah, I like to do it. I can't stay away for long, though.
I know. Well, I just get busy. All right, I'm waiting for Troy to type. Are you typing, Troy? Why don't you call in and ask?
Yeah. Anybody can call in. We'll shoot the crap.
I just can't stand typing. It's too hard.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. No Ouija. No Ouija like Jan doesn't like the Ouija, because I particularly don't like the Ouija.
Okay. He wants to know if you can use, well, everybody can read what he wrote, but do you need a crucifix or whatever? Personally, I think the board is, you give it as much power as you give it. If you give it negativity, then it will have negativity to you. It's just a tool. The ghost box is a tool. The EMF reader is a tool. They're all tools. I don't think it's negative. Can you get negative stuff over it? Yeah, I guess. Anything's possible.
Now, his question was...
you can use the board safely.
Right. And if he held a crucifix while using it, would that help?
If that means something to you and you think the crucifix will help you, then you give that crucifix, it is itself another tool, and you've given that whole tool a power.
That sounds like Hollywood kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's not that scary.
I don't think, you know what it is? Because I grew up doing Ouija board stuff and messing around with that, and I don't know, I just got a really bad feeling about it. It just felt weird. Like,
what's
there's something definitely there.
And the ghost box.
The difference? It seems like I have more control of the situation with the ghost box. Because I can talk to them, and I can reason with them, and they can understand me, and I understand them. And it's more of a back and forth. You don't know what's coming through the Ouija. It's harder to communicate. It's not as fast paced. Like, the information you get from a ghost box, in 5 minutes, it would take you, like, 2 hours to get it through a Ouija board. Slow moving. And it's more of anticipation, like, oh my god, what was that? You know what I mean? It's just scarier. We got a call.
Do you turn off the lights?
We got a call. Okay. Welcome to the show. This is Steve and Kristen.
Hello, this is Jan.
Jan, hey, what's Jan. Up, Jan?
Oh, okay, I was just going to call in because you guys wanted somebody to call in, so I thought I'd call in.
Okay, I'm going to say something to Troy real quick, Jan. He says he's, the fact that you're religious and then you have given that cross. Okay, so the cross is your religion symbol, and this is my opinion only, which could be completely off base. But the cross is a symbol that connects you to your religion, therefore it is very powerful for you. So I would use it. There, go ahead.
That's very good, Christian. Christian, that's very good. I thought that was a good thing. I was just wanting to tell you about an interview I heard with Chris Fleming and Father Andrew Calder the other night. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting because Chris Fleming was saying that one of the issues around a lot of dark things coming through boxes and people having experiences at haunted places is that the veil is thinning because of all the technology in terms of spirit communication that's come up in the last few years.
I don't know. It could be. I don't have anything to prove that or back that up, but it sounds like it could be. I don't know. Kristen?
I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that the veil is thinning and we're getting closer to 2012. I don't know if 2012 has anything to do with it or not.
Me neither.
But I've heard that there's an awakening warm. People are becoming spiritual, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting, all the theories out there about, you know, there are more people getting attachments when they're going on investigations. There's more communication coming through. The more technology, like, you know, Steve's improving boxes. Everybody's making boxes. You know, the spirit, you know, all those things are increasing and thinning the veil, which then is increasing closer to the other side for us.
Well, I think that when I first started doing some sort of communication with the other side, it was quiet. I mean, there really wasn't a whole lot going on. And yeah, it seems like there is a lot more going on. There's more technicians on that side that field the situation, and they're available for the sessions that people are doing. There's a lot more people on their side that are coming through. Now, did we awake their side? Were they doing nothing? And then they said, okay, now we have an opportunity to speak with them. And then they all came out of the woodwork and started joining in. Because they may be just like we were when we first started doing, like, ghost box communication. There may have been a few people doing the communication, and then there's a few people on their side. And then when they saw that it was growing on our side, they may have got more people to counteract that. It's possible.
That's what I think. I think that's what's happening, is that the more people are using spirit boxes and ghost boxes or hacks or whatever. I mean, I went to an event the 1st of October, and everybody has some kind of communication device.
Yeah, it's becoming very, very popular. It's almost the norm when you go to an investigation. You have to bring some sort of communication device.
How many people do you think are out there right now who use Ghostbox technology?
712.
Paranormal investigators that are active?
Yeah.
Probably 80%.
Okay, so wow. If 80% of the people are out there using Ghostbox.
Right.
I mean, I would like to just give credit to, you know, Chappell.
Yeah,
for
Bill Chappell
putting
did
that first hack out there that made it so accessible for everybody.
Oh,
remember the day
he
came out with the 470, Steve?
The 469.
No, it was the 470, wasn't it?
No, he did the 469. Mike Coletta did the 470.
Was it Coletta?
Coletta did the 470.
UFO Geek guy. Okay. Well, I sort of remember the very first one that came. Everybody was scrambling to go get one. 3 years later, look where we are. 80%. Probably.
Right. I think that paranormal investigators use the ghost box, you know, whether it works or not. You know, I think you can get a radio for like $20-$30, whatever the hack of your choice may be. If you can get a radio, even on the high end of a hack radio, $45, you know, it's just another tool to put into your box, you know, to use on an investigation. Just another tool. That's what it is.
Exactly. But I think there's two groups. There's a group like us that try to communicate with the other side if we're in a haunted area or not in a haunted area. And then there's some that exclusively use it when they're investigating a certain haunted location. And they think they are only speaking to the spirits that are in that location.
Yeah. Now, you go on a lot more investigations than I do, Jan. And do you feel... I definitely felt this when I was on the couple that I was on. The grounded spirits, what we call grounded spirits, I think there's more of a presence through the ghost box. It's almost so strong that it comes over the radio instead of actually using the radio. When you're at a location where you have a strong presence of energy from a grounded spirit there. You get that?
Yeah. On YouTube, there's actually a... video of my daughter and I crossing over a spirit that is asking for help on my Frank's box, which you now own.
Yes.
And we crossed the spirit over, and she was coming through if you could see the audio like dominoes. She was the first domino, and the radio signals were like the fourth domino.
Hmm.
And she was coming through like at the front of the box, but she was a grounded spirit from that house.
Yes, that's weird. See, I remember seeing that video, and that was... It's strange, because when you get into a location where you can get some sort of grounded spirit that's in proximity to the radio, you can hear them. It's completely different when you hear them. You know something's going on.
It's like they're sitting next to you.
Right, exactly.
They're not far away.
And why do you think they stay at that location? What's the reason?
This young lady, there was a murder that occurred in this house. It's actually a house that's actually occupied by another paranormal investigator. But there was a murder at this house, and a dark spirit was holding this girl. See, a lot of these locations, you have a dark spirit that may be holding spirits there.
Oh. That's deep.
A lot of haunted places are like that, where there might be a lower realm spirit holding some earthbound spirits there.
Hmm.
But how does one spirit hold another spirit down?
Because they're a dark spirit. They bully them. They do whatever they do. Because there are spirits in haunted locations that actually hide from other spirits.
I've heard that.
I've heard that too.
Have you ever been in a location or on the box where spirits are talking to each other?
All the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one may say, no, don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get out of it. So if people bully you here, you can go on the other side and they could bully you there too.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. But I mean, you're not going to, you know, just because you're dead doesn't mean your personality changes. If you were a bully here, you're going to be a bully there.
Or yeah, whatever, or evil. Not evil in terms of non-human, but evil in terms of, you know, a grounded spirit. If you're, you know, or like the prisons that you see some of the investigations at, there's some nasty people there.
Yeah. You would think that, you know, I've heard all sorts of stuff, you know, like maybe you can go on to the other side and all is forgiven and, you know, you become a better person and stuff like that, but I guess that's not always the case.
No, I don't think it is. A lot of the grounded spirits are afraid to pass over because they get guilty about what they've done wrong.
Mm.
And they're afraid of being judged, so they don't pass over.
I've heard of that as well.
So, but those spirits, they can't travel. They're stuck where they're at. Yeah, they're stuck.
They're stuck.
Okay, so when you do a rescue, Jan, let's just say you get something over the ghost box that says, please help. And what do you do to help them cross over?
Well, it's like in the video, basically my daughter is an empath, and she could feel the spirit. And basically the way it started is you heard this horrible sobbing, and then you heard, help me, help me. And we just told her, do you see the light? Do you believe in God? Do you see the light? Just run to the light. Don't stop. Don't stop for any reason. Don't let anybody stop you. And that went on for a few minutes where my daughter could feel the spirit running towards the light. And we just kept encouraging her, your loved ones are there, you know, you'll be safe there, and you just have to reassure them because you don't know what the other spirit has told this person about when they cross, what's going to happen to them.
Right.
You know, it's like a meek little girl that passed or, you know, somebody that's very shy or very insecure. You know, humans take advantage of those kind of people in some instances. So why wouldn't spirits?
Hmm. There's so much stuff that we don't know. I'm only into my version of what I do, and I'm only focused on the version that I do. But there's so much.
That's what makes you an expert, Steve.
But there's so much out there that I don't know that I wish I knew, You know, every time I talk to somebody, you know, I learn so much.
Yep, I agree. Why can't you come in there, Timmy?
That's why we have all this great groups, and the groups can share.
Yeah, that's important. It's important to share the information. You know?
Absolutely.
But I don't know. What'd you say, Kristen?
Tim said he can't call in. Sorry, can't.
I wanted him to explain why they are stuck. He said that the spirits are stuck in their own minds. I don't know what that means.
Well, their mind is their consciousness, and it's all that's left of them here on this plane is their consciousness. So basically, their consciousness is stuck. Their body isn't here. I guess that's what it means.
Yeah, it's been explained to me that the stuckness is two different things. There's a stuckness that they're afraid to go pass on the other side because of judgment of what they've done or what they think they've done. It may not be anything major, but they think it's major, and I don't want to be judged because I've been told all my life that there's a judgment over there. Or there's the people that have died suddenly and don't know they're dead.
Do you remember crossing over my knees?
Yes. Yeah.
What was that box? What was it? 36.
36. Now that. I don't know, but I can't say for a fact that we're doing anything.
Right.
I really don't. Because if you say, oh, you're stuck, can I help you, can I cross you over, are you in the light, are you there, yes, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. And I've gotten that before. But, I mean, are they just saying that for our benefit? They could not be doing anything.
They could be sitting there filing their nails going, okay.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why they would do that. I don't know. I mean, I think that there are mimickers that are from the dark. My granddaughter was partially possessed at the Washoe the first part of October, which was a nightmare for my daughter and I, and we were with a group. There's those kind of entities, the dark entities. But I think for the most part, they're not, and they're not trying to trick you. They are looking for help because there's so many levels on the other side.
But why would they listen to us?
I think it's just an encouragement and a connection. You know, if you're a child and you're playing in a football game and you have people on your side rooting for you, they may already know, yes, there is a light, but I don't know if I can trust it or not. And you've got somebody communicating with you, encouraging you. That might be all it takes.
It could be, but I'm thinking, the way I think is, if I'm a spirit, okay, I've been stuck here for 125 years. Oh, wait, there's Steve. He said it's okay to go. All right, I'm going. You know what I mean?
They know Steve. They know you.
Okay.
How do they know you?
I can't answer that. I just know there's certain people that I work with that the spirit world knows, and it doesn't matter where they are.
Interesting.
They just know you. It's probably paparazzi or something. I don't know. Maybe there's an internet over there that has all the, top 20 paranormal people.
I've actually asked and got some pretty clear messages about what they're using to communicate with us, and I have heard that they use a clear rock. And if you think about it, it's crystals. A clear rock is what it was said, clear rock. And the first thing that came to my mind was a crystal. Crystal enhanced something. It's like all the New Age stuff is the crystals are a form of communication. They enhance communication. Well, if they're using a clear rock on that side, maybe clear rocks on this side will help. Who knows? I mean, maybe they have technology. Maybe they're sitting in a room with a radio.
Right. See, I believe, this is my belief. I believe that the ideas that Steve has and Frank has and the people that are developing this technology, those thoughts and ideas or concepts that come into their brain are not there by accident or coincidence.
Yeah.
I kind of believe that.
Okay. I believe that's a way of the spirit realm teaching you how to connect with them. And they've just chosen certain people to do that.
For a long time, I used to wake up in the morning, and in the morning I would wake up and go, oh my God, that's a great idea. Like, I would just have this idea in my head when I woke up.
Yeah, but
it's sort of like a psychic. It's like a psychic.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm a. I don't think I'm psychic. It's just.
Everybody is.
Everybody's psychic. It's just that information is coming in from their side to you, not necessarily from you to their side. You're a one-way psychic, Steve. Let's put it that way.
I can receive.
I've heard from many, many. Well, listening to interviews of great authors, people who are written really popular books, like J.K. Rowling's in the Harry Potter series. She said it just wrote itself. It
right.
just poured out of her. She didn't know where it came from.
Right.
Hear that from a lot of, like Bach or whatever. It just happens. It just pours out of them. This is my personal opinion. I think it's coming from the other side. It's just that's your gift. It's that's what comes out. It's the opposite of psychic. It's them pouring it into you through osmosis.
That's what I believe as well. That's what I believe as well. I mean, I'm 60 years old. I've done this maybe 5 or 6 years, but I always believed in the underside, but I was never really active in it until one point in my life, and I believe that's when I was ready to do that.
See, I have only been doing it for 4 years, so you got me
so,
beat.
That's just what I believe, that the people like Chapel and Frank and you and some of the others are being given that gift by the other side.
Yeah, Frank really has he's in touch. Like, he just sits there and he builds stuff and he comes across all these different weird, ideas that he tries out and stuff like that. He swears he's not being influenced by anybody, but I think differently.
He is.
Oh.
Yes.
I'll give you a real strange example that just happened to me yesterday. The night before last, a friend of mine who's a cat rescuer, he emailed me and told me there was a cat named Fiona at the shelter that was going to be euthanized, and was I interested in adopting her. And I went yesterday morning and I adopted her. She's 4 months old. I'm a cat person.
Okay.
I posted it on Facebook that I had a new family member. My daughter, who lives 35 miles away, didn't even know I was even looking for a cat. Called me and said, Fiona has been coming up in my head for 3 weeks, and I didn't know why. I thought maybe it was a future grandchild's name or whatever. And it was this cat that had already been named when I went to the shelter.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. Not a common name.
No. Now, Tim is...
I don't know what that is.
Tim is asking...
I don't know what that is.
Tim
that's
is asking
the universal mind. Tim's asking what?
Yeah. Exactly.
Tim's asking if Jan, you have witnessed smells like cigars or pipes or perfumes or something when you're on location doing an investigation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like older perfume scents, like rose or lavender, certainly cigars. I have friends. I don't go into dark areas. That's not the area that I want to be in. But I know people have smelled like sulfur, rotten eggs, those kinds of things, in purported areas that may be dark or demonic. Sure.
Yeah. I wonder if anything...
That's a way of them letting you know they're around.
I wonder if you can get, like, a certain smell, like you would smell something, oh my God, something bad's going to happen. Like, immediately, as soon as you smell something, you know something bad's going to happen. Now you said that's like sulfur or something?
Yeah, sulfur is equated with demonic.
Oh.
A demonic presence, yeah. Or feces or vomit, the real vile smells.
Hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't sound pleasant.
No.
Yeah, because it's going to be roses, that's for sure. I mean, or a burnt smell, like a burnt smell.
But, I don't know. All right, well, let me, you want me to try calling my sister one last time?
Give it a shot. I mean, if she answers, great. If not,
see what,
Jan, are you psychic?
Harpo saying is, who is this lady? I'm on the Steve's Yahoo group, Harpo. I see you're posting all this time.
Yeah, Ralphie's
on
there too.
A bit of an empath, yes.
brimstone.
Oh, I tried calling my sister. She's not available, so.
Okay, she turned it off.
Yeah, I guess she turned it off.
The first of March, the first of March, I'm going to the Stanley, which sits on quartz and granite. And
oh,
I'm
man,
really
I want to go to the Stanley.
The
man, I want to go there.
I'm going with the Zach and
no,
and,
the Ghost Adventures guys?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I miss out on all the cool stuff.
And I'm taking my spirit box that I got from you, and I'm taking my PX that I got from Joey. So
when are you going there?
March.
March, okay.
And I'm getting you the little white radio that I promised you as soon as I can find it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Forgot
about you're
going
to send me one of your boxes in exchange.
I am,
and
you need
to. Stanley.
And you need to take that to the Stanley, exactly, and show those guys. I have an event. It's a benefit that's coming up close to my house, and it's next weekend. And Ralph in the chat room and myself, we're going there. And it's going to be Chris Williams from Ghost Hunters, Amy Bruni, Dave Tango, and Steve from Ghost Hunters. And they're
I
all
know
gonna,
Amy, yeah.
So they're all going to be there. And I'm going to bring two different boxes because you're going to have Ghost Hunters International people there and regular Ghost Hunters people. And I'm going to give them each one of my boxes just in case. I'm going to go over with them, tell them what they do, and explain to them how to do it. And I'm going to do a session with them. And
is Barry Fitzgerald going to be there?
No, he's not going
to
be there.
He's a buddy of mine, yeah. That's too bad. He loves to tinker with different things that people create.
Yeah, so I'm going to go there, and I feel that if I give them each a box, whether they use on the show or not, it's irregardless. But it's another two boxes that are out in the field and people can give me feedback on. But I'm going to get one out to you for sure. Yeah, go see Ghost Adventures guy. Those guys are up for using anything.
Oh, they'll use anything, and they are so down to earth, and I just love them. They're awesome. They're awesome.
And
yeah, so we're going to do that. And Chris Fleming's going to be there, too.
He's Chris,
the one who has
guy.
A lot of success with the Spirit Box.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like Chris.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Yeah. So that's the first part of March.
What is Troy asking in the chat room here?
I'm trying to type an answer to him.
Oh.
Here, I'll see what I got here.
Okay, go ahead.
I heard that Ashes, I'll end it. I just heard that Ashes can be thing that, like, or any kind of thing, a material thing, a ring that they loved, or, you know, like when you're looking for your dad's wallet.
Yes.
You know, maybe there's something there that keeps them there. But I think it's more to do with our grief that keeps them here.
They have to make sure that we're okay. They want to make sure that we're okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Now, how long do they stay around for? Like, so when someone passes, you know, how long you think they stay for?
I think they only... go ahead, Kristen.
I'm not talking.
Oh.
I think they stay around for a real brief period of time.
Steve, your echoing's driving everybody crazy.
Is it?
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would be echoing.
No, we're echoing back at ourselves.
We're all echoing.
Oh, I don't know. I have headphones on.
We're all echoing.
That's weird.
I think they stay around for up to a month or a couple of days or whatever. They just want to make sure everybody's okay.
Right.
Which is what I would want to do.
Yeah, I guess it's...
See, I think if you look at what would you want to do as a spirit, it would be the same.
Yeah, I would say that. Stick around for a little while. Make sure everybody's all right and everybody's healing. And
well, I'm
going to
haunt anybody I can find.
Oh,
I mean,
see? You know, there's always that one person that does that. But anyway, Kristen, let's... I think we're going to shut down. I don't know. I guess they're pretty involved with their investigation, so...
They must be.
Which is good. That's
good
what they want to do. That way they'll be have something to talk about tomorrow night during their show. Jan, if you're not busy, I think Above the Realm is going to have their radio show tomorrow night. I don't know if it's going to be on my network or it's going to be on their other network.
Hey, I just sent you a clip, and this is what I got on October 21st. And it was, I was talking to my nephew, and this was found in reverse. I believe this one was reverse, even though it's not, maybe not, it's not marked as reverse. But play that one for him.
Okay, now what?
It says 3 years after, almost 3 years to the day, almost.
Yeah.
That my niece and nephew passed away in a car accident in November of 2007. This was done October 21st. 2010, so 3 years later.
Now, I think that loved ones go back and forth. There are spirits that can travel back and forth.
This one made my sister very happy, but it was a really cool, yeah. And it's very clear in my opinion.
How is everything going on with your sister? Is she all right?
Yeah, you know.
Okay. This one, Sweet Heaven, We Made It. That's what it says?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, let me play this for you. Sweet Heaven, We Made It. Hang on.
I heard that.
Yeah, let me play that one more time. Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. What was that from? Rich's Box?
Let me see.
Now, what was the question?
At that point, I was like... We're back. I just was asking them how they do if they have a message, you know, to help their mom, whatever. And it was just one of those. I asked them what they did. I got another one that says we buy, we go to the market, and the movies, and we dance.
Hmm.
It was weird.
Well, that was a good message. It sounds like a really good message.
It was, and I got another one with her sister's name in it.
What were you using, Kristen?
That's the RGB 4. So that's the Rich Box 4.
Okay.
I have a bunch of clear ones with that one. And then you go to...
Well, you got another one?
Yeah. This one's for you, Steve. This is your box.
Okay. I like
this
that.
This is your box.
Jan, did you see that Jerome from, he posted like a thousand files the other day?
I saw that. That was awesome.
Yeah. And most of them were from my box. I like that. So
Yeah,
and I like that how each box sounded different.
And they do.
They get their own personality. I love that.
So let me,
to be at the beach all the time with Chris Williams.
Chris Williams, what?
Nothing. Ralph said he would be at the beach all the time if he was a spirit.
Well, that's cool.
I used to have a lot of success with the original white hackjack.
The 469. A lot of people did. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
That was the go-to box.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of good stuff. And I would use it at a certain time, like a certain solar time, or if there was a solar eclipse somewhere in the world, and use it at that time, you know, calculate what time it would be here, and used to get amazing stuff because the veil is thinner.
Oh, really? During the eclipse?
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
A couple of years ago, there was a solar eclipse, but it was only visible in Africa. But I calculated what time it would be here, and it was like 6:30 at night. And use the box and the spirits were lining up to talk. Literally, the technician said they were lining up to talk.
See, there's so much to figure out. I can't figure all this stuff out.
We got to cross over to figure it out.
I mean, I envisioned it as them all rushing wherever they were talking through, and he had to line them up like, you know, Black Friday at Walmart or something.
That's a vision.
All right, Chris, I'm going to play your file. This file says, this box sounds what?
Listen to the whole file.
It says, this box sounds, yes, it does. And then it says, it good, the old standard, this box. I don't know. I'm going to let you guys listen to it. Let me know what you think it says.
You like Steve's boss? Sounds good, doesn't it? Good. Good, yeah, I know.
I'll play one more time.
That's all choppy.
Yeah, I know. I'll play it another time. Here we go. This shouldn't be choppy the second time.
You like Steve Fox? Sounds good, doesn't it? Good. Good, yeah, I know.
The old standard.
Yes.
That yes box or this box?
Yes box.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, this is it's a lot to be said about. I don't think we even touched what I've always thought about ghost box communication is I think that we're on the right path. We need to get the best. We already know it works. Whether it's the first.
Right.
Whether it's the Shack Hack or whether it's Steve's Box, Frank's Box, whatever case it may be, raw audio in bits and pieces works. That's the key. What we need to do is perfect that, and that's kind of what where my goal was. I think we need the best sounding radio and the best reception, and we just need to perfect what's, you know, why reinvent the wheel when we can just perfect what we already have.
Exactly. That's, I mean, we know where it's like the foundation is, and you just have to build on it.
Right. And I think people are starting to take it in totally different directions, which I'm not against that. I think we may come across something good totally in a different direction, but I think building on what we already have, we started at the bottom. I think if we just build on what we already know and add a little to it every time, kind of like medication. You know, when you have a medication where it actually cures a headache, but now you add a little bit to it and it cures a headache and cures your indigestion too. You know what I mean? You keep adding to it.
And if you think about it, if you can have a computer the size of an iPhone that is obviously an entire computer in one little, you know, handheld thing, technology can do anything. It's just people have to be what I feel like giving the message from the other side on how to do it.
Yeah. I think that's kind of important, too. So, I don't know.
And that information will come to you.
It should. You would think it should.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, there's so much more to go on here, but, you know, I think we just take a little bit at a time and see where it takes us. Yeah, I don't think
you know, back in the 1940s, I saw that quote from, and I forgot this woman's name, but she was a Theosophical Society, one of the founding members, and she was a channeler, and she channeled some Indian dude from East India, and he said through her that we would be talking to spirits using technology like radios.
Right.
Now?
And this
right.
was 19, that was said back in 1930s.
And if you think about it, all the spirit boxes are just channelers. That's all they are. They're just electronic.
It is. My sister's available. She's asking me to call her. Okay, Jan. I appreciate you calling in.
Hey, great. Thanks, Jan. Thanks for talking.
Great talking
Alrighty.
To you.
All right,
bye. Jan, she's a good kid. I like her.
Yeah.
Let me call my sister now. We've actually kept we've kept this alive. For 2 hours. Oh, is she not there now?
Is she not there now?
She said she was there. You know what? I'll tell her to
catch her.
Call in. I'll tell her to call in.
Call in.
Let's see. 713. Oh, she already has that. I think she already has that. All right. I'll let her call in because calling her isn't doing much.
Yeah. She might not be able to hear it. You know?
Hear what? Oh, the phone ring? Oh, maybe. That's a possibility. What do we got going in the chat room?
Let's see. Someone's saying bye.
I don't know if it says a crucial blue one.